Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today is, what is today? It's Thursday here in Thailand. And, it's been one of those weeks, you know, my kids started school. And, I'm still working on my hip, trying to get better. I still feel a lot of pain in it, and, you know, I'm able to walk, and I noticed my, my range of motion is quite a bit better, and I can do a lot of things that, say, a week after my surgery, I was unable to do. But when I walk, and then I sit down, and then I get up, it's just, it still takes time for me to get rolling, and I limp for a minute or two, I gotta limp around, and then once I get moving, then I'm able to walk again. So, you know, I don't know how normal this is. I think I talked about this before, but I've kind of plateaued in my recovery, in my recuperation. And, you know, the recuperation now is very slow, which, to be honest, you know, I want to go out and do things. I want to be healthy enough to at least be able to walk and not have to worry about, you know, am I gonna collapse because I just can't take it anymore. My hip can't take it anymore. And because of my hip, I'm overcompensating and I'm getting this cramp in my calf. So for the last couple of days, I've been eating a lot of bananas and drinking Gatorade and just doing everything I can, stretching my calf, doing everything I can to help me get better fast, because this sitting around and just going to the mall and not doing much walking at all and not going really anywhere is driving me nuts. That's to put it mildly. Now, I noticed something earlier, I guess today or no, yesterday, about driving habits, which I don't drive. And I got to be honest, when I did drive, I was a pretty shitty driver. Now, some of that may have had to do with the fact that I had a lead foot and I liked to go everywhere as fast as I could. And I didn't view the automobile as a vehicle that is actually a deadly weapon. I just thought I'm going to go around and speed around and be cool. And so I had a couple accidents when I was young. And then, you know, you throw in that I was drinking sometimes and, you know, smoking weed and all these other things. And it just, when you're 16, 17 years old, it's hard enough to drive. But then add alcohol, add a little coke, add a little weed, whatever, and it gets that much more difficult to drive. So I don't have a problem not driving in Thailand or really anywhere, as long as I can get around. Now, in the future, I may buy a car. I don't know. I may buy a truck to protect myself a little bit more. I don't know. But I really have not even thought about it much. Or, you know, I've thought about buying a motorcycle here and there, but it's just so dangerous that I prefer not to go that way. And I've had a couple motorcycle accidents too, and one almost cost me my life. And it's dangerous out there. And then if you're on a motorcycle, it's not necessarily you, the driver, it's what you don't see, and you have no protection. So if you go down, you go flying, that's it. A lot of times that's it, your history, or maybe somebody runs you over or whatever. If you're in a car, obviously you have some more protection. But let's face it, here in Thailand, the drivers are not what I would call considerate and or skilled. So I'm just in no hurry to drive, but I now is even more so, because I read this article today, and it says Thai driving habits include texting, eating, and selfies. Rather than keeping your eyes on the road, Thais are among the top three most distracted drivers in the Asia-Pacific region, behind China and India, according to a recent survey. Why does this not surprise me at all? China and India It does not surprise me that they are, that these are the top three most distracted drivers. Wow. Anyway, it says 44% of female drivers applied makeup while driving. 30% of all drivers took selfies while driving. 19% used Instagram while driving. 45% used Facebook while driving. 47% used Line or other chat apps in moving traffic while driving. That's not good. That is not, just not good, you know? I don't know, but I don't know why that Thailand has this problem. I will say that that if you're just walking through the mall, almost every single time that I'm in the mall, somebody almost bumps into me or does bump into me. I try to be very aware when I'm walking where people are, because people nowadays, they walk with their nose in the phone, and I've said it before, sometimes I just want to elbow them in the face. I want to throw a good elbow and crack them one to wake them up. Obviously, you can't do that, but sometimes I do accidentally turn my shoulder or my elbow into them so that if they're walking, they catch a little something, and it's, sorry. Usually, I'm the one who's apologizing, even if they bump into me. Oh, I'm sorry. But I think subconsciously, they probably know, oh, fuck, I'm on my phone, and I've got my head up my fucking ass, so that's why this guy just dug his elbow into my ribs. I could be wrong. Many people probably don't even care. They get the elbow. It's a little sharp elbow. It hurts them for a split second. And then they're right back onto, you know, texting their sweetie or taking a selfie to show how lovely they are. One person that I know, and I'm not going to name names, but it's not my wife. It's not a family member. They just amaze me because they are constantly taking selfies. And I'm thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, are you that much in love with yourself? Are you so fucking vain that you have to be taking photos of yourself? I mean, granted, I'm not a young man and I'm not looking at myself going, oh, I'm so handsome, I'm so strong, I look so good. But even when I was young, I mean, I still kind of, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm not so vain that I have to be looking at myself in the mirror all the time. Now, I really don't want to look at myself in the mirror, especially naked, but because I look nothing like I used to look. But whatever. The point is that sometimes Thai people, and not only Thai people, have their heads up their asses when they're driving, and that is about the worst time that anyone can have their head up their ass, because, you know, you just think about it. You're driving down the street. You're going down the street. Some kid runs out or just walking down the street or just anybody. They're walking across the crosswalk and you see the green light and you go look at your Facebook and then you're got to send your little girlfriend a line or whatever. And then you look up and bam, you smack into somebody. It's a red light and you just maybe cost somebody their life. So now. Let's see here. It says approximately 42% of Filipino drivers admitted to taking a selfie while driving ahead of their counterparts in China, Thailand, India, and Australia. Australia is 7%. So, you know, that's nowhere near as bad as 30% or 42%. Now, this company who... which company is it? The company, which was commissioned by Ford Motors. I guess the name of their company is, what is it? Well, I don't see the name of their company, but anyway, it was commissioned by Ford Motor to check people's driving habits. And anyway, it says that snapping a selfie at the wheel can distract a driver for up to 14 seconds, and checking social media distracts for as much as 20 seconds. That period is long enough at 100 kilometers an hour to travel a length of 5 football pitches. Wow. 36% of Chinese drivers admitted to using social media platform Weibo. And you know, I don't get it. I don't get it because when you get behind, I mean, I do get it. People are stupid. People can be stupid. It's just a fact. You know? I mean, seriously, it's a fact. Now, this is not just an Asian phenomenon because I was reading another survey that said American motorists admit to surfing the web, posting tweets, and even taking selfies when behind the wheel. This was a poll that was released by AT&T as part of a safety campaign, and it found that 7 out of 10 U.S. smartphone users acknowledge some kind of smartphone activity while driving. That included 61% who texted, 33% who read or sent emails, 27% who used Facebook, and 14% who viewed or posted Twitter. Now, 25% have surfed the web, and 17% said they took a selfie during their driving, and 12% had recorded a video. Yeah, so this is not just in Thailand. This is a worldwide problem. And at least there is some attention being drawn to it. But, you know, I mean, if people can't walk without being on their cell phone and they're bumping into people, and I know it's not just me that people bump into. It's, you know, all of my friends have said it happens to them regularly, at least here. And it's worrying because people can barely walk without their cell phone, and now they're so addicted they got to drive their car while they're looking at their cell phone. I mean, what's next? I don't understand it now. I really, you know, maybe I'm from a generation. Well, I have to say that I'm from the Pac-Man generation, and from before that, from the Pong generation, when there was no video games. There was no, Nintendo was brand new, and it wasn't all that good. Pong was the game at the time. That was the one video game you could play at home by Atari, and cell phones were huge, and most people never even thought of getting one because of the price. So, yeah, I'm sure I come from a different generation, but that's neither here nor there. Like, I regularly tell my kids, you know what, today you're not going on the computer. Get off the computer. You don't need to be on the computer every single day, all day long, even if you are drawing something or doing some animation or watching YouTube videos, whatever. Enough is enough. You know, there is a screen addiction all around the world, I believe. And I think that eventually people are going to start paying the price more and more and more. And when they reach a certain point, when the pain outweighs the pleasure that they receive, then things will change. So now, I wanted to read something from a couple of Filipino guys that wrote me. And this is this has to do with the YouTube video that I made comparing Thailand and the Philippines. If you remember, a lot of people got pissed off because I said I thought Thailand was a better place for expats than the Philippines. And, you know, I don't give a shit about the language. Let me tell you something. If you are going to take the time to move to another country and you want to live in another culture, you can learn a language. In a year, you can learn enough of a language to where you can communicate very easily with people. And if you can't spare a few hours every week for a year to become acclimatized and accustomed to a certain culture, then, in my opinion, you probably shouldn't go. And so that's one reason why some people like the Philippines, is because they're more like Americans and they speak English. So some people are like, oh, it's a way better place. But the Filipinos got really offended. Many Filipinos wrote me, fuck you, you're an asshole, you don't know what you're talking about, you're a dumbass. I got all the bullshit from these fucking morons, okay? And to me, listen, I apologize because, I don't want to alienate a whole nation, all right? Now, I don't think that anything I said should have alienated a whole nation. I do think that there were a few things that I said that might have been a little harsh, and that's why I apologized. It wasn't the context of my message or messages. It wasn't the context of it. It had nothing to do with that. I stand by everything I said. The only thing is that I could have said the things that I said a little bit more nicely. I didn't have to be so harsh and even, you know, listen, I admit it, sometimes I'm a little rude and I just, you know, sometimes I just don't give a fuck. It's as simple as that. Now, let me read what these guys wrote because I've had other Filipinos writing me, telling me this, and I just finally decided to say something about this because I don't like how the Filipinos respond to criticism. I don't like how Thais respond to criticism, but they respond more positively generally than Filipinos who really, they just can't fucking take it, man. This guy writes, "Hey, Scott, I'm James. I'm a Filipino. I just saw both of your videos, and I can't help but agree with you 1,000,000%. Your comparison between Thailand and the PI is accurate, and I can't help but feel you got negative feedback from your Filipino viewers as a result of doing that very honest comparison. Because you made an apology, though. Here's the thing. You should not have apologized." Well, maybe not, but I did, okay? "The Philippines is one hell of a butthurt nation." Well, he said it, not me, and you know what? I agree with him. "People here always get their panties up in a bunch, from things gone wrong with Filipino society to the actual living experience. From what you've explained in the video, I support your views and opinions 100%. Filipinos need to be slapped with the hard facts. If we all just dwell on the good things, nothing will improve. Sometimes a slap on the face is better than a gentle reminder. I just wish Filipinos will wake up someday and see the reality with open minds. Have a nice day, James from Manila." Okay, and then just this morning I got one from a guy named Alberto, and he said, "I just watched your video about comparing Thailand and the Philippines. I would like to say sorry on behalf of my fellow countrymen that flamed you. What you said in your video was true, and my fellow people just don't want to admit it. Sorry for the poor English." Okay, so let me tell you something. These are not the only two people that have written me. But finally, after there's probably five or six people have written me saying the same thing, Filipinos. And I just decided to say something about it, all right? Now, here's the thing. Sometimes it's to the point where it's absolutely asinine, okay? And I'll give you an example. You know, the other day, a couple weeks ago, Mayweather fought Pacquiao. Now, some people say Pacquiao won. Some people say Mayweather won. I thought it was a close fight. I thought Mayweather won. I didn't think there was any, you know, there was any skullduggery going on or anything like that. And, you know, hey, the fight was a shitty fight, but I thought Mayweather won. I thought he did enough to win. I thought that he was the one controlling the ring and that he showed better defense. He landed more punches. And it's simple as that. Now, this fight is actually immaterial. But Filipinos can't handle that he lost. They hate it. And what really got me is I actually read a paragraph that a woman who was complaining about how Mayweather didn't win and it's all bullshit, it's all fixed, it's because it's in America and all this other garbage. She said, you know, Pacquiao fought Marquez and in his last fight and people think he got knocked out. But he didn't get knocked out. He tripped and fell and hit his head on the ring and knocked himself out. And it just that is just one example of how ridiculous people can get because I don't know the exact reason, but in my opinion, it's because it's all they have to live for. They look up to Pacquiao so much that he is like a god to them. He's an icon. And they have nothing else that can substitute for that. Maybe they have God, I don't know. But, you know, that's not for me to determine. But I think that they use Pacquiao to make them feel better about their own life and about their people. about Filipinos. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't have any problem with the people talking shit about Americans, and I frankly don't give a fuck. I'm an American. I am what I am. I love my country. I don't think we're better or worse than any other country overall. I think that we're just people. Just it's simple as that. We're just people. I just happen to be born on this plot of land that has been named America. Okay, I could have very well been born on a plot of land called the Philippines or the Philippine Islands. I could have been born there or somewhere else, but I wasn't. So I don't make any apologies for what I said, and I think that sometimes Filipinos go overboard and they need to take a good hard look. They need to take a step back and understand the phrase constructive criticism. Now, if they don't like what I say, that's their prerogative. Of course, they have every right to disagree with me. But when they get so pissed off that they're writing me and telling me to fuck off and they wish I would die and ugh, you know, it's just, I never give it much thought because I know how some Filipinos can be. So, you know, whatever. But now, on a more serious and more, on a more serious note, I just was reading also about how the Chinese are getting a little snippy in the China Sea. What is it? Is it the China Sea? What is it over there? Well, yeah, the South China Sea. They seem to think that is all their territory, and they are building up islands in the region of the South China Sea. And of course, the Philippines and Vietnam and the United States, which has interest in that area, they don't like it. So the U.S. sent at least one surveillance plane over the islands, and apparently the Chinese Navy was telling them, go away, we don't want any misunderstanding, and leave now, and these kind of things. And the thing is that, it says here, one time the Chinese radio operator responded with exasperation, this is the Chinese Navy, you go. And frankly, I don't think anybody in the world wants to piss off China and start a war with China. I don't think that's the smartest way to do things. But you can't back down and be pussies and just let them take whatever land they want. And, you know, let me tell you something. One thing that really bugs me, you know, I'm just, honestly, most of the time, I just say, leave people alone. Don't fuck with them. Don't force your views upon them. You know, I mean, listen, Russia took Crimea, and, you know, they got their problem with the Ukraine, but they're not the Ukraine. That is a sovereign nation. The Ukraine is not Russia. But, of course, Russia feels like, well, fuck you, we're taking the country back. And it's this mentality and this mentality of the Chinese where, you know, oh, well, we're going to build, this is our property, this is our territory, we're going to build up sand here and make some military bases there. It's same with, like, Korea, this mentality of... Now, I'm not saying the U.S. doesn't have this mentality, but generally, at least here in Asia, Southeast Asia, the United States is not aggressively going after countries. They're not going into Thailand or Laos or Cambodia or Indonesia and picking fights, which it sounds to me like, you know, the Chinese Navy, they want what they want in that area, and they're just about ready to start firing missiles at the U.S. planes. And I think this is not a good situation. It worries me. And, you know, one thing that I think of is, listen, I probably will be dead and gone by the time any kind of shit like this goes on to where, you know, there's a world war. Who knows? It could happen. It could go off at any moment. But what I think about is my kids and then their kids, you know, my grandkids. I think about, well, what are they going to do? I mean, what is the purpose of, you've got your land already, why do you have to do a land grab? I mean, the same thing is going on up at the North Pole, and you got Russia and Canada and you know, the Scandinavian countries and the U.S. all fighting for this land up there, or actually the water, the international waters, and claiming it for their own. And I think that this is the kind of thing that, first of all, the government does shit like this, where they start doing these, because one country goes and does it, then the other one has to go, and you know, the U.S. has to go into the South China Sea and fly over and see what they're doing, and then China responds, and it's just a tit for tat. And the same thing goes for up there in the North Pole; it's tit for tat. And then the thing is, it just escalates. And I don't think that really people that are not in the government, they don't want this escalation. I don't think there's a lot of people who are saying, let's go take over the United States, or let's go take over China, or hey, let's take over Russia. I mean, you know, Russia may want to take over the Ukraine, and China may want to take over the South China Sea, but I don't see a lot of countries, other than perhaps in some of the Middle Eastern countries where you have the problem with ISIS or ISIL. I don't see a lot of this. And I think that basically the United States should keep their nose out of everybody's business, and they should worry about their own interests and you know, help their allies. And, you know, I don't think there's any single answer that's going to take care of every problem. But I do think that this kind of shit, and that's all I can call it, is it's obviously not, well, it's worrying for me because I live in Asia. And you never know what'll happen. I mean, you know, some Chinese guy gets a hair up his ass and he sets off some nuclear bomb, and I'm going to catch the nuclear fallout. You know, so definitely not something I look forward to. But hopefully they will resolve the problem. Who knows, man? You know, there's just so much shit going on in the world now, and like, this is the thing, you know, if I had it my way, I'd go crawl in a cave. I mean, I'd be a hermit, you know, but I got a wife and kids. I can't do that. If it was just me, I probably would do it. I would just make sure I had enough money to take care of my needs, and I'd go somewhere in the middle of fucking nowhere, and I'd disappear for a while, you know? Who knows? I mean, maybe I would. I don't know, you know? I mean, maybe I'd go there for a week, and I'd want to turn around and come back. Maybe I couldn't handle it. I don't know. But this kind of situation, it makes you go, what the fuck is going on in the world, man? What is wrong with human beings where they can't get along, where they are always destroying each other? And the thing is, it's been going on for thousands of years. It's not going to stop. And that's what really sucks, you know? So anyway, I got into the politics a little bit too much this week. I'm sorry. But that's really all I got. So for now, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat chok en mai.